This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I got to calm down here. I'm talking about some really exciting stuff. We're talking about Emerge Miami. It's coming up in early May. We're here with Javier Gonzalez. He's the executive director of Emerge Miami. And I talked in the last segment about how there's so much stuff going on. I try to print it all out to like talk about it here, and I just couldn't print it all out. So, Javi, it's all you. Give it to me.
Yeah, so I think what the main part of what we're building is really a focus on how technology and innovation is transforming industries, right? So we're focused on industries, whether it's healthcare, and we're going to have, we're going to have folks like Dr. Lee Kaplan that we just talked about from the University of Miami. We're going to have all kinds of different folks that are leading innovation, whether it's Dr. Kinney, who's the president of Miami Children's Hospital, and all the amazing things he's doing with telemedicine and different areas. We're going to be talking about media and entertainment. We're going to be talking about financial services, the risks with cybersecurity, and all of the different data breaches that are going on a daily basis. These are really the topics of the day, Jim. And again, these represent a significant dollar opportunity in the technology industry, and it's something really for us as a community to take advantage of.
No doubt. I mean, while you're sitting here talking, and I'm taking the pictures on an iPhone, which didn't even exist just a few years ago, with all these smoking apps, which the app guys make money. I've been doing stuff on my iPad. Technology touches us everywhere. Even my mom, 76-year-old mom, has to deal with technology. She doesn't like it, but she does. And part of these guys' jobs is to make it so it's okay. So she's calm, that's all I tell her, to calm down. Technology's okay. What are some of the things that we're going to see? What are some of the breakout sessions?
Yeah, so you're going to hear sessions that cover everything from whether it's fraud and how that's impacting all of the financial services companies. You're going to hear about, we're going to have some of the most successful entrepreneurs talking about how they successfully made it, whether they're Latin American. There's some of the local guys who are doing some great things, like Albert Santalo from CareCloud, and many, many others. And actually, one of our close friends, and I know this is going to get you a little excited here, Jim, is a Pitbull. So Armando Christian Perez.
Oh, how totally cool.
Yeah, he's going to be on our stage. He's going to be talking about, what he's really building as from a business empire
perspective.
Dude's
a brand.
Yeah, absolutely. And how he's gotten there. What are his plans for the future? So it's going to be really exciting. I mean, you're going to be able to dive into the most important topics in technology. So it's going to be a great time.
Well, one of the really low-tech implications of the high-tech expansion is real estate. What's going on in Wynwood, they're having development. These people, they all want to live in like Wynwood, and then they're going to have to find places to live. They're going to work. So it's exploding in Edgewater because of these guys. And also, we're seeing that the office space is being sucked up and occupied dramatically. So there's an incredible impact on real estate values here. Everybody talks about art and the impact on real estate values, Art Basel, blah, blah, blah. This could be Art Basel for real estate only technology.
Oh, you hit it right on the head, because one of the things that we've always thought about and looked at when we started with the idea of Emerge America's Tech Week was Art Basel. And you look at the impact that that's had on our community from an economic development perspective. Think about technology. Just like you said, your mom is using it. My mom is using it. My grandmother's using it, right? So it's...
You can say abuela on this show.
Abuela Marta and Abuela Clara, they're all using it.
All right.
So it's very important, and it's going to have a significant... We had a study done. It's tens of thousands of jobs, Jim. It's billions of dollars under GDP, and it's going to impact every industry, whether it's real estate or any other one that you're talking about.
And it's high quality, high paying. And now they're finally seem to get it in Miami-Dade County, where they're actually targeting the education for this. I had always wanted them to have a clean room education facility up in Overtown, Little Haiti, somewhere where the people that truly need the high paying, high quality, just jobs can work for people that have excellent careers and have job security, pay taxes, build our country, send their kids to school, and live the American dream. All from just moving here to Miami.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's why it's important that we tackle this from both the entrepreneurs and the legacy companies, because the truth of the matter is the University of Miami, Florida International University, they're producing good graduates. We need to give them the opportunities to stay here. And that's happening right now as we speak. Again, we're at the beginning of this, so it's only going to grow from here. And again, Emerge America's Tech Week is really going to take us to a whole other level.
See, I'm making the circle with the line in it. You're going to put it in front, and we're going to go brain drain. No brain drain.
That's right.
No brain drain in Miami.
That's
we
right.
want everybody to stay here, thrive here. It's such a wonderful place. I was talking talking to my family, you know, they're up in Atlanta, which is the Sun Belt. It's a wonderful climate. I said, I don't know what I would do if it was more than 50 degrees, if it was less than 50 degrees for more than a few days. Miami is just the most wonderful place. And we have such great infrastructure, culture, arts, entertainment. It's just amazing. And now with this technology expansion, are you going to talk about some of the entertainment stuff?
I was just going to touch. I mean, we're really focused on being, I mean, we are Miami, right? We are fun, and we're going to be very focused on making sure that all the thousands of people that we're expecting to come to this event are going to have a great time. We're going to have parties up and down Lincoln Road on Sunday, May 4th. On May 5th, we're going to be basically taking out the whole New World Center on Miami Beach.
Awesome. Yeah. Is that like Cinco de Mayo?
That's right. So we're going to have,
got the gringo thing going
we're
here.
We're
going to
have all kinds of bands. We'll have some for the gringos and some for the Latins, you know, so it's going to be a lot of fun, you know, and we want to make sure that people are making connections in Miami and they come here thinking technology for the first time. And we really started this as the strong establishment of Miami as that tech hub for the entire region.
I'm so very excited that we got off on that riff about this being the Art Basel of technology, because got to hand it to the guys that started Art Basel, guys like Craig Robbins, that really brought the arts here to Miami. And I've seen it with all the high net worth people that I do business with. They all just go gaga for that. In fact, if they don't call it the right way, the Art Basel, if they call Art Basel, then we don't let them in. Then we tell them, oh, don't come. Until you understand what it is, you can't come. Yeah. But I've seen it. I've seen people get high quality, high paying careers out of Art Basel. So this is absolutely important. High five to you and Manny. When did Manny start coming up with these ideas?
So this idea really started when I was with Manny for many years at Terramark, after we were a technology company, and it was always a frustration for us. You know,
I worked in your office building.
That's right. And we were, we had a lot of great success, but this thing of us being based in Miami was always something that we had to kind of fight against. But now, again, that's starting to change. So and we think that this idea, which started about a year and a half ago after the sale of Terramark to Verizon, and we really started working in earnest again with some of the community leaders like Mayor Jimenez, like Jared Davis from Greenberg Traurig, Matt Hagman from the Knight Foundation, Commissioner Suarez from the City of Miami.
More shout-outs. Give me more shout-outs.
That's right. I mean, the key here is everybody came together.
It sounds like it's a fusion, just like
absolutely.
The City of Miami is. You've
absolutely.
Got the Anglos. You've got all the different the different communities. It seems like all banding together.
Exactly. Everybody came together, and this was about a year and a half ago, and now it's really – we've built this platform, and now what we just really want is everybody to come out. We've built something that's exciting, that's going to bring the latest and greatest in technology. We're going to have a great time. And now we just want everybody to come in and basically flood the Miami Beach Convention Center May 1st through 7th and really experience what the future has to hold.
Now, what do you think might happen for next year? I don't want to get too far, but are there plans to expand for next year? Because, you know, Art Basel got started in a singular location at the Convention Center.
That's right.
And then it started to have all of these satellite events that were sanctioned. And then you know you're successful when you get the satellite events that are unsanctioned.
That's right.
I got to just say it. It's Miami.
That's right. So actually, this idea started with we're going to do 2 days. That was going to be the length of the event. And we've already grown it out to one entire week of events. And the idea is this is going to be an annual event. This is something that we're starting with from a base this year that's only going to grow. And if you look at the fact that we have probably 163 participating companies. I mean, and it really boggles the mind when you think about the names.
Who are some of the stakeholders?
Yeah,
give me some names.
There's IBM, there's HP, Cisco, JP Morgan, American Airlines, the healthcare companies like Baptist. It's going in every single industry. It's deep in these industries. JP Morgan, Citi, Wells Fargo.
So they're coming to talk about financing.
Yep.
So there's going to be real strong finance. So if somebody has an idea, they can go talk and be mentored by one of these executives. It sounds like really awesome.
Yeah, we're going to have, you know, VCs from Silicon Valley, New York coming all down here. I mean, they're thirsty for these markets. They're thirsty for new ideas and new opportunities. And that's what we're providing. Really, I mean, when you talk about 115 startup companies with half of them coming from South America and the Caribbean, the other half coming from Miami, this is exposure that they can't get anywhere else. You know,
it's merging.
Absolutely.
Emerging and merging. It's coming together here in Miami. What are the dates again?
May 1st through 7th, Miami Beach Convention Center and other parts all over Miami, the Miami area.
And where do people get the info?
So if you go to emergeamericas.org, you'll see all of our great list of speakers, all the different celebrations that we're going to be having. You'll be able to register there. And it's really got all of the information that you could ever want.
Now, what if a young person who's listening wants to get involved? Can they come too?
100%, yeah. So we're working very closely, like I said, with the universities. But even at the grade school, the high school level, we're going to have the STEM Tech Olympiad there with a competition. We got the Network for Teaching Entrepreneurship, NIFTY. They're going to have a business plan competition for high school students. You know, we're inviting kids from different different groups all over the and actually, I mean, it's going to be something that's really, again, we've built something that we think is really exciting. We want the entire community to come in and be a part of what is the beginning of the next Art Basel that's going to have an even bigger impact on our community.
Now, I know that the Knight Foundation is one of your big sponsors and one of your big backers.
100%.
What's some of the role and vision that you're trying to roll out for the Knight Foundation?
Well, so the Knight Foundation, I mean, what they've done over the last 2 years is really helped to transform this community. They've been funding organizations, events, meetings. Really, we wouldn't be where we are today if it wasn't for what's been going on with Alberto Ibargüen and Matt Hagman's leadership here in Miami. It's been absolutely critical. And again, to their credit, they were one of the first ones to raise their hands and say, we're in. We want to support this effort 100%. So Dave, I mean, whether it's co-working spaces like the Lab Miami, it's organizations like Venture Hive, Refresh Miami. I mean, these are all this is the foundation on which this kind of tech ecosystem is being built on, and it's absolutely critical that they've been there.
Now, we're going to probably repurpose this to New York, so you got to go a little slow this time when you give out how people can find out about the event. We've only got a couple of minutes. We've been rolling through because we had so much data. We're all hyped up. It's Miami, so we're all here on Cafe Cubano and having a great time, but now I want to make sure that everybody takes a minute. This is really serious stuff. This is what we're going to grow the future of our community on. It's evolved since I've been here from agriculture and tourism to finance and real estate and now technology. So give it to them one more time, how they can get the info and where they need to go.
Yeah, so they need to go to emergeamericas.org, and you go on that website. You'll see the agenda. You'll see our list of speakers, all the celebrations. I really encourage everybody to come out and support what is going to be kind of a game-changing event for this community.
Javi, I can't thank you and Manny really investing in our community. You know, you could have cashed out with the thing with Verizon. You could have gone on, you know, fishing trip. But Manny, you know, he's a great American and a great American story. Maybe we'll get him on sometime to talk more about his story. Entrepreneur, one of the top entrepreneurs in Miami, Manny Medina. Javi, thanks so much for coming out and telling us all about Emerge Miami. We look forward to seeing you and Manny and the rest of the team back here talking about what a great event it was in a few weeks.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Oscar, take us away.